I'm here with Charles Davis. Charles, I know you get a lot of questions about the guys at the front end of the draft. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the guys at the back end of the first round.
Talk about the back end.
Yeah, it's nice to be talking about that for a change. At 23, though, and so much can happen, 1 through 22. But where do you see the Vikings going around 23 if they stay in that position?
Well, the easy thing for all of us has been wide receiver. We've talked about it ad nauseum. It's almost like it has to be a receiver because everyone said that. But that's not really true. When I look at Mike Zimmer as a defensive coordinator and now head coach, he wouldn't mind going ahead and continuing to increase that defense, you know. And depending on what's going to be there, you know, I don't know what their grade would be on a Noah Spence, but he fits the profile of what Mike Zimmer likes in terms of a player. Long, lean. Who was the kid you got out of LSU last year?
Danielle Hunter.
I mean, look at the body types. Look at what they can give him. Remember, Danielle's production in college wasn't that great. But what they're getting from him, from Mike Zimmer, pretty darn good. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if they ended up going that direction. If a player is there that they really liked, if it is wide receivers, you may have your choice of a Laquon Treadwell, a Corey Coleman, a Josh Dotson, a Will Fuller if you wanted to go smaller guy to help out Diggs out there. They will have options if we wanted to stay in that genre, but nothing would surprise me with Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, and they've spent a lot of those early picks on defense, too. If they do go in that direction again, that's just going to add to an arsenal that now is already paying off. Have you been impressed with what they've been done specifically on defense through the draft?
Always. And I think that Rick does a really nice job. They do their evaluations. They stick to their board because they have conviction about what they do. They have confidence in what they do. And, you know, a lot of people aren't even talking about a corner. I know Terrence Newman was re-signed, but Terrence Newman, you know, I mean, he's up there a little bit. What he has done is extraordinary on the field. You don't get many guys of his age playing at that level. I know Trey Waynes was drafted last year, but in this league, the way you throw it around, I'm not sure you can ever have enough. So if you end up having a guy that's highly rated there or a safety, because that's your next thing. Because I know everybody gets on me all the time because I think Sendejo does a fine job, but everybody wants to replace him to go with Harrison Smith. Is a Carl Joseph worth it for you at that pick? Is a Von Bell worth it for you at that pick? That's going to be a question that they'll have to answer. My guess is they'll come back and try and get that later.
Yeah, a lot of fans know the wide receiver names. They've been hearing them linked to the Vikings for quite some time. But who are some guys maybe outside the first round, wide receiver targets, if they don't go wide receiver in the first round that you think could be there?
I'm going to give you one of my favorites, which is Tyler Boyd out of Pitt. I mean, I don't know if he makes it that far into the second round, but he might because he's not a blazer. But I think he's a very good route runner, competes for the ball well, excellent hands. Go back and look at the numbers he put up at Pitt and then ask yourself who was playing quarterback. No offense to them, but he didn't have a premier guy flinging the ball to him, yet he still made a whole lot of plays there. He's one of my favorites outside of the first round.
All right, Charles, thank you so much for your insight and look forward to the next 3 days from you.
All right, thanks a lot.